Welcome to Ukulele Perspective, where you see the world through strumming a ukulele. At the Tampa Bay Ukulele Getaway in November 2010, we had a chance to visit with Gerald Ross. Gerald has a new holiday CD out, Mistletoe Mazel Tov, and he shares a few thoughts with us on recording.
There are a lot of things out there in the world now that are trying to grab people's attention. There's the internet, there's 800 channels on your TV set, and video games, and there's so many things out there just grabbing at you that you have to get out there and tell people, hey, I have something new out there, because if you don't, it just gets lost in the mix of everything.
And I would think something like a ukulele festival, you know you've got the right market,
oh, yeah.
Right?
You don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to explain to people this is a ukulele and do the whole pre-sale and try to justify, yeah, the ukulele is a real musical instrument and yeah, you can really play music on it. Right here, this is an educated audience, which is a much easier audience.
Well, tell me about recording in your own home. You've got a studio. Do you find yourself sometimes getting an inspiration and running down and trying something out?
No, well, that's a nice thing about many times at 3 o'clock in the morning when I can't sleep. Instead of just laying in bed trying to sleep, I'll go downstairs and I'll just start messing around in the studio. And many times, some great things have happened. You know, the house is quiet then, and things are calmed down, and it's a good time to do that. And it's when you have your own equipment, it makes it a lot easier.
Now, you've got a background in technology. Do you think that's helped you then and converting that into music technology?
A little bit. And the technology really hasn't helped me. My day-to-day job has not helped me in recording, but it's helped me in just knowing my way around a computer. You know, if all of a sudden someone says, well, where is that file you store, you know, where do you put that? I can find it very easily, and I just know my way around the computer. But, no, the two things really don't cross.
Well, you'd said that with this latest album, you took the raw files in to work with a professional to sort of package it up for you.
Yeah. What I do is I record the tunes in my basement on my computer software, and then I take the raw tracks, no enhancement on the tracks, no reverb, no compressing, nothing that you would hear on a professional recording. I take the raw tracks to a recording studio. I've used the same recording engineer on all my CDs. I understand him, he understands me, we get along fine together. We could talk very honestly to each other about the music, which is a nice thing. I give him the raw tracks, and he takes a first stab at it. And then he gives me his first take. And I listen to it, and I go, yeah, that sounded good, except this one song, this part needs to be a little higher, or that part's too high, let's bring it down a little bit. And then we'll have one or two meetings after that where I'll sit with him in his studio, and we'll tweak the sound just to get it a little more smooth sounding. And then I leave him alone. And then he comes up with a CD quality recording, a master recording. I give it to the pressing plant, and there's the CD. It really helps to have another set of ears listen to the music, because, you know, I'll record these songs at home. And many times when I record the songs, it might take 15 or 20 takes to get the song the way I want. And I listen to it for a few days, and I've probably listened to the same song 200 times, 300 times. And after you've listened to the same song 300 times, you don't hear it anymore. You start to get numb to it, and that's when the danger sets in. That's where you listen to the song, the 300th time you've listened to it, you go, maybe I should change this. Maybe, and you start doing more harm than good. So to have an extra set of ears say, no, it sounds good, don't touch it.
Well, how do you decide? You mentioned the number of times you might record. Can you sometimes, as you listen back, like it's just like, this is the one?
Yeah, you know, as soon as you're done, you know that that's the good take. What I try to do when I record is not think. And I just play and then listen to it afterwards. Don't go, oh, yeah, this one's really, this is it. Because as soon as you start saying that, something's going to happen.
Have you ever gotten one on the first take?
Yes. It doesn't happen that often.
So you said you've had a song where you really got it the first take. What was that song?
It's on my Moonlight and Shadow CD. It's the old swing tune, There Will Never Be Another You. which is I do it as a solo ukulele tune, and I went downstairs in my studio, flipped on the recorder, and I played it, and that was it. You know, 2 minutes and 35 seconds later, I had a song.
Well, Gerald, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Sure, thank you.
You've been listening to Ukulele Perspective Podcast. You can find us online at ukulele-perspective.com.